Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there it's recorded. So can you tell me your name, please?
Quinn.
Quinn. And what do you do?
I'm a Year 10 student.
And can you tell me about your parents' education and what they do?
My mother is a nurse. She was hospital trained. My father is a lawyer, and he was university trained.
And do you have siblings?
I have one younger sister.
So you're the big sister in the family.
Yeah.
When you were growing up, how did your parents and your family feel about reading and writing?
They encouraged me to read a lot. I read a lot, yes. Writing, they didn't really encourage me to write, but I did write.
Mm-hmm. And where did you live growing up?
In the city.
In Brisbane?
In Brisbane City, yeah.
And you live in Brisbane now?
Yeah.
So, do you remember when you first learnt to read and write?
I think it came in stages. I was quite young. I remember in grade one, I think grade one was when I started to read more. I remember the first word I learned how to spell was the.
That's very useful.
It is.
Do you remember the first time you used a computer?
I do. It was grade two, and a teacher took us into a big room filled with computers, and she told us how to press Ctrl-Alt-Delete.
Good start. And do you know what kind of computers they were?
They were the big old PC types, where you had to turn on the monitor and then turn on the screen.
Did your family have a computer when you were growing up?
Not for a while. My father did have a computer. I started using it in about grade five. It was a little laptop. And now we have many computers.
And were there rules about, you know, when you could use the computer, what you could do with it?
Yes, I wasn't really allowed. The rules kind of relaxed a little, and I around grade seven, but I didn't really use it much.
When did you first? Well, you said you first used a computer at school in year two.
Mm-hmm.
How often did you use it?
Probably about once a week,
mm-hmm.
And then it grew oftener as the years and our work became more digital.
So you used it for work? Did you ever play on it at school?
Yeah, we got to play paint on it, and that was part of the once a week session.
Okay, and you own a computer now.
Yep.
Can you describe your most recent use of a computer at school? What did you do?
I used it to type up some notes earlier today.
And so you have your laptop with you in class, do you tend to write notes on the laptop?
Yes.
Or? Okay, so you don't write them on paper?
Not unless it's maths.
Okay. And what can you describe your most recent use of a computer at home?
I've been to do homework last night.
Okay. And so how much of the school day would you use a computer for, do you think?
In terms of percent or?
Either.
For schoolwork, probably, 60% of schoolwork is probably on the laptop.
Okay. And at home, how long would you use it for usually?
I spent a lot of time doing homework, so probably maybe 4 hours in the afternoon at the most, yeah.
So do you have other devices that you use to access the internet?
iPad.
Okay, and do you use that a lot?
Yeah.
For homework or play?
Play, yeah. I don't use it for work.
No, so the iPad is for play and the laptop is for
yeah.
Work. Do you have a mobile phone?
Yes.
And do you access the internet with that?
No.
No? So does your family now have rules around, using a computer,
No.
No. So just to sum up, how comfortable do you feel about using technology?
Very comfortable, yeah.
So if you had to do something you hadn't done before, what would you do?
Just use a new program?
Yeah, or just ask to do, anything.
That kind of stresses me out a little. I don't like trying new programs, mm-hmm. Yeah. When Word changed to the new version of Word, I got a bit freaked out for a couple of days.
But you worked it out.
Yeah, I worked it out.
Okay, well, thank you. That's it.
All right.